Angel Spit!
Hey, this is Zug Von Rock from Angel Spit, and you are listening to WMUC-FM, College Park.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Dream.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Rotten Teeth. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. I'm Tiffany and I will be your host for the hour. I hope everyone is having a good week so far. I just went to the farmer's market the other day for like the first time, so that was really cool. I love the farmer's market here. I feel like we have like so much good stuff and like they have like such good bread. But anyways, I hope everyone is having a good week so far. It's been pretty busy for me recently as graduation is in a couple weeks, which is like crazy. It's still like so crazy to me how time flies so fast. But shout out to all the seniors out there. Last week I went to a boiler room hosted by WMBC, which was here in College Park, so that was really cool. I've never been to like a house concert type of thing, which I think that's what it was. It was just like a bunch of DJs like playing in-house, but it was like really cool. I really like the fact that it was like so like intimate, which is really nice. We're getting down to the end of the semester, and so also the last few shows for Rotten Teeth. And so I was thinking a lot about like what I wanted to do for these last few shows. So I think today is sort of going to be like the bulk of the concept for this semester. Really just like getting into the core of the concept. And so the first show of this season three or this semester, I talked about like these sort of like constraints, almost like iron constraints that are put on women's bodies. And so the show today is titled This Body is a Mystery, and this was a lyric like actually in one of Earth Eater's songs that really stuck out to me. She just like sort of like kept repeating it, and I don't know why, but it really like stuck with me and like I remember it now. But for me, I think as I was growing up and like coming into womanhood and like my body was going through so many changes, just going, like becoming a woman, I had this like weird, like strange feeling that for some reason that like my body wasn't completely my own. And I think this like included a bunch of, experiences, just like common occurrences, which is terrible, but like just like slut shaming and just like these like unspoken rules about how I should present myself as a woman and how there was like a right way to physically appear as a woman. So it was weird, but I somehow had like a twisted relationship with my own body, and I like felt like distanced from it in some way, and it was just like really important to me to find how to regain control of my own body and like embrace my own body. But I think these rules are still prominent in society today. And I feel like even though like bodily autonomy has already been like brought up so many times, it's still important. Still important to talk about again, just given that these opposing ideals are still thriving. So I didn't have a whole lot of time to like put notes for these songs for today, but this playlist is a little bit like more mellow-ish than I usually do. I put some Earth Eater because I haven't put her in a while. I haven't played her in a while, and I just really miss like listening to her. But the first song I'll play with you guys is OS In Vitro by Earth Eater, followed by Lovers in Flames by Croatian Amour, and Shark Brain feat. Shy Girl by Earth Eater and Shy Girl, which I believe was just recently released, a collab between those two, so that's really cool.
Computer, this body is a Chemist 3 mystery.
These tits are just a side effect.
You can't compute her. You can't compute her. You can't decide
for my chemical.
Computer, this body is a chemistry mystery.
These tits are just a side effect. You can't compute her. You can't compute her. You don't decide for my chemical.
Computer, this body is a chemistry mystery. These tits are just a side effect. You can't compute her. You can't compute her. You don't decide for my chemical.
Computer, this body is a chemistry mystery.
These tits are just a side effect. You can't compute her. You can't compute her. You don't decide for my chemical.
Computer, this body is a chemistry mystery.
These tits are just a side effect. You can't compute her. You can't compute her. You don't decide for my chemical.
Computer, this body is a chemistry mystery.
These tits are just a side effect. You can't compute her. You can't compute her.
Thank you.
You just heard OS in Vitro by Earth Eater, Lovers in Flames by Croatian Amor, and Shark Brain Feet Shy Girl by Earth Eater and Shy Girl. Up next is Drums of Death by FK Twigs and Corliss from her album Eusexua, and Futuro by Yusu by their album from their album Yellow River Blue, and then The Altar by Kissy, and that is from their EP The Altar. I don't know like a lot about FK Twigs. I really wanted to go to her like Eusexual rave in London because I heard it was really cool. But I just wanted to say, like, I really love club music in general. I feel like nightlife is so important just for this freedom of expression, especially for the queer community. I think there's, like, this certain freedom that you find in these spaces that you just can't find in normal corporate life. But yeah, I've been trying to get into FK Twigs, but I just don't know a lot about her. But I hope you guys like these next three songs.
Bye.
That was The Altar by Kissy. I hope you enjoyed that. That was a 7-minute track. Before that was Futuro by Yusu, and before that was Drums of Death by FK Twigs. I wasn't able to find like a whole lot on Bandcamp about Yusu, but she is from Kaifeng, which is a city in China's Henan province, so that's cool. And then for Kissy, I was able to find a description. It says on the Altar EP, Kissy channels her sound research on ancestral African ethnography and her love for 90s club escapism, throbbing Belgium 80s industrial EBM pulses, and electronic extravaganza stompers. So that's really cool. Up next, we have Holy 2 by Virgin Maria and Naive Supreme. And that is from her album Holy 2. I like Virgin Maria. She has like a really like interesting like bimbo aesthetic, which is always really fun. And then after that is, I don't know how to pronounce this. I think it's Kanks by Kamuns. This is from Letters to a Future Palestine, which I've already played a few songs from that album before, but I highly encourage you to check it out. There's a bunch more like great artists on there. And then we have XTC Acid by Sophie. Sophie's always a great artist. I remember, I think the first song I heard from her was Face Shopping, which I think was from the same album. But I remember like my body had such like a visceral reaction to that like song. It was insane. Like she's so good, really. And I love her. I really adore her. But yeah, those are the next three songs, and I hope you enjoy.
Bye.
That was Holy 2 by Virgin Maria, and then Kangs by Kamuns, and then you just listened to XTC Acid by Sophie. I don't know if you can hear, but there's like a band playing in the background right now, but they're really good. But thank you so much for tuning in so far. We're getting to the last few songs of the hour. And up next, we have The Pleasure Is All Mine by Bjork and Dog by Leia and Claire Rousset. I hope you enjoy.
Finally let go and deny.
That was Pleasure Is All Mine by Bjork and Dog by Leia and Claire Rousset. For the last song of the hour, I will be playing some Sissy Misfit. This is from her newest album, Crawlskin, and this is Darkest Dream. I think this semester I'm really like pushing the Sissy Misfit agenda, and I'll probably be pushing it hard for the last show because I think she deserves it and I love her. But yeah, this one is a bit more, I feel like this track is not as hardcore as her other ones. It has more like of an echoey sort of like melodic sound, which is cool. So I hope you like this one, and this is the last song. Was Sissy Misfit, Darkest Dream from her album Crawlskin, and that was our last song of the hour. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to Rotten Teeth. I hope you guys have a good evening and a good night. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you next week.
On WMUC FM in College Park,